Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Go shopping.
Wow, this is nice.
It's not as crowded as I thought it would be on a weekend afternoon like this.
I know. I mean, Saturday afternoon, you know, three.
Right, guys.
Yeah.
You know,
Alex?
It's the final four.
Final four?
Yeah.
Okay, Everybody's... well, then we need another person. Basketball?
Basketball.
Oh, I forgot.
This is like the best time to go shopping at the mall.
Right.
I got to pick up my contact lenses.
Oh, yeah.
I have to get my knives sharpened.
Oh, you do that out here?
Yeah, at the Williams-Sonoma.
That reminds me. I got to pick up some new candles.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. I think that's nice. I noticed...
Do you and Denise light a lot of candles in the house?
Denise and I. I mean, you know, nothing makes a home better than scented candles.
Oh, what are some of your favorite scents?
Well, I'm partial to cookies and cream because it. I don't know. I mean, I do not feel good with that.
It's sort of a comfort smell.
It is.
You're in grandma's kitchen,
right? And then, I mean, I'm into. I don't like to cook.
No.
But we also, I mean, I like the smell of food.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the best.
Is the fried onions one really that good?
It's okay. Not as good as the beef stroganoff candy.
Oh.
I like the burned garlic.
Dude. Yeah. Especially the long-lasting ones, because, I mean, there's like an eight-hour one.
An eight-hour burned garlic smell for your house?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, not the fresh burnt garlic, the eight-hour.
No, it's been just sort of stuck in the skillet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
God.
And scrape it off. It's all crunchy. Mm. Yeah.
And the smoke alarm has just gone off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're a little frantic.
Well, you don't know.
No, right. Who else am I disturbing?
I mean, my neighbors are pissed.
Yeah. Where's the hand towel?
Okay. I mean, it was here when I left it. I mean, why isn't it where it should be? Right on the handle of the oven.
Or fridge.
What
to each his own.
Well, no, I mean, you're different. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah. Generational.
I mean, I grew up with it. Here's the deal. Thank you for bringing this up, Brian. Because when I grew up, it was on the fridge door.
With a magnet?
Well,
my grandparents had one with a magnet just for that purpose.
No. We weren't, you know, we didn't have that kind of money.
Well. I forget.
No, I mean, I'm not embarrassed.
No, you've come a long way.
Yeah, you came from humble beginnings. You tell us that all the time.
Well, I mean, because it's true.
Yeah.
And it's thrown in my face with, you know, just the way in this consumer culture. I mean, I'm not afraid to say I grew up in a boxcar.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's just the way it is. You know who else did? Merle Haggard. So there.
Touche.
Was that a T or a D?
Wow, I forgot your love of puns. Alec Voles is a language poet.
Words are all we have, my friend. Words are all we have.
Yeah, we got body language.
Here's some. Yeah.
Yeah.
Scented candles.
Yeah.
Chris, put that down.
Well, no, I'm not going to buy it. I mean, I just want to look.
That's made me hungry.
I know.
You want to go to the food court?
Well, I'm happy to run and get some pretzels or...
Can you get me a hot pretzel?
A hot one?
Yeah.
All right, Chris. It's on me. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I got this. All right. Well, okay.
I saw the look.
Well, no, I was just going to grab my wallet and see what I had. Yeah. Give me a, you know, how about two? I mean, one for later?
Yeah. And you what? Sure. And I know one more of a dessert option, right? A savory and a sweet. Right? You want
exactly.
the one with the cheese and one with the cinnamon
Exactly. For later.
Yeah.
For later.
I totally got you.
I mean, it's still early.
Yeah. It's on me. All right. I'll be right back.
Okay. We'll see you. So now that he's gone, you want to go to Victoria's Secret real quick?
Yeah. I mean, because like the last time we were there with him, man, he would not stop trying shit on. I mean, like, I don't need to see that.
Really embarrassed.
I mean, I'm not saying he didn't look good, but it's like, dude.
Nobody wears pumps like Brian does.
Well, no. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I wish I could pull them off. But with my back?
No, you can't.
No, it's not going
to
happen.
Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about something.
Yeah. Okay. God, you're getting all weird. Yeah, okay, what?
I don't know how to bring this up.
Oh, dude, just fucking say it.
I'm having issues with my dog.
Oh, really? Was he still peeing inside?
No, he's not peeing inside anymore, but, you know, he's looking at me strangely, and when I go to pet him, he turns away from me.
Oh, okay. Well, it's, yeah. I mean, I think you know what the deal is. And
that's why I come to you, because no one knows animals better than you do.
Well, no, I mean, it's true. I think the deal is he spends most of his time with Michelle, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, she's top.
Mm-hmm.
He's second. You're third, man. So you need to reassert your dominance.
I was afraid of that. Can you give me a couple of tips on how to reassert my dominance?
Well, first of all, you need to look him in the eye.
Yeah.
Say, I'm the daddy. She's the mommy, and you're the dog. I mean, that's a good start.
Okay.
And then worst comes to worst, just put him in the yard. He'll figure it out.
And Brian's coming back.
All right. Well, yeah, I hate it. You know, he gets really upset when we talk about dogs. So just anyway. Okay. Hey. Oh God. Thank you.
Hey guys, I got macchiatos for everybody.
Oh, thank
Iced
you.
Macchiatos.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Boy, I wish I was a Rockefeller. Yeah.
Do you know who works at the pretzel place?
No.
Jenny.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny's working at the pretzel place.
Yeah.
Now?
Jesus.
She
no wonder
pretended she didn't know who I was.
Yeah. Well, no.
She was taking another order.
Weird. She's been really hard to get a hold of lately, so that makes sense.
Is she down and out? Has she talked to you about financial struggles?
Well, she not in so many words.
Oh, here are your pretzels.
Well, she told me she's paying off that divorce.
Oh wait, she and Ramon aren't together anymore?
No, the divorce came through, and Ramon pretty much took her for everything this time.
Oh.
Wow!
Not like last time when they evenly divided.
They just can't get out of each other's circle.
No, they need to broaden their circle.
Yeah.
You'd think she'd defriend him.
Well, I mean, that's hard.
It's going to be hasty.
I mean, I've tried that. I mean, no, trust you. Yeah. And well, so did she eventually admit to knowing you? Or?
She said hi.
Kind of
and
like
that?
That?
Yeah. There was a little sadness behind it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about her. I mean, you know, she keeps her feelings.
Now have a sip of that macchiato. That's why I got it.
Yeah, let me try it. Ooh.
Mm. I'm going to try mine, too.
Yeah, that's good. No, pry that lid right off.
Wow. Man.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's soy, right?
Yeah, that's soy.
Okay, that's... Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Fantastic.
Good?
Excellent. I could probably go for another one later, but hey.
Seriously?
I mean, you know me, I don't drink caffeine, but when I get it in me.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want to be around you then.
No.
No, dude, I mean, just that one sip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to walk to Nashville, man.
We should do that sometime.
Well, you know what? We
walk
should.
Yeah, we should, as a fundraiser. Sponsorship.
Wait, you know,
a little walk-a-thon.
An improv walk-a-thon.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun. I mean, because we need to do that. We're going to be...
Victoria's Secret inspires me.
Do you want to go in, Brian?
You know what? Hey.
We're just sort of hanging here in the archway.
Well, I know. Yeah. You know
Would
what?
It be go all right?
Ahead. Brian, yeah, go on in.
Go for it, dude. I mean, I'm thank you for the pretzels.
I'm going to try some. I just need some yoga pants.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you try them. Well, they look comfortable anyway.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay. Man, this pretzel's really good.
I hate mine.
Why?
Look at it.
I mean, you normally love jalapenos. What's
know,
the problem?
I got the wrong kind of mustard on it.
You went to Mexicali pretzel.
Yeah, but look, and then he put mustard. He got the mustard on here. That's German mustard.
Scrape it off.
But then the jalapenos come off too.
Put them back on.
Do you can?
Yeah, all right.
Here, keep a bottle of water. Wait, can like you have your water on you, right?
Well, no, it's in my.
In the fanny pack. Isn't
it's
it?
In the fanny pack. Yeah,
can,
yeah.
Can
hold
you
on.
Get it out? Let me have it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got the. I got the.
Did I leave my credit card in the bag, in the pretzel bag?
Let me check. Yeah, let me check. Oh, you did. Wow, that's, yeah, here you go.
That's unlike me.
It is unlike.
All right, I'm going to hop back in this line.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. I got it.
Okay, yeah, I didn't want you.
How's that?
Brian.
Yeah.
Brian, are you going to wear those out?
I mean,
shit, I should get back in there.
Yeah, I mean.
Was the mustard okay? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll be right back.
Dude, give me that water.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah, let me unzip. There you go. Okay, there you go.
All right, thank you. I'm going to go over to the plants over here and wash this off.
All right, yeah, all right. Just, you know.
Come with me.
Seriously?
Yeah, well, I don't want to be alone.
Look, I think the dog, I tell you, know what? I think the dog senses your neediness.
It's not that I'm needy. It's the last time I was pouring water and cleaning something off in the plants at the mall, the security guards escorted me out.
Right.
I need you to cover me.
Right, well, it was your penis, that's why.
Well, I was just cleaning. I had to clean it off. It was dirty. Brian,
guys,
hey, good.
Whoa, guys, guy, right. Where did you?
I was looking around.
Yeah,
I looked at the massage chairs. I thought maybe you were having a seat at the massage chairs. That was a scary moment.
Where were you? Alec had to wash his hands over by the plants.
Yeah.
Oh, just his hands this time?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. No,
hey, guys, will I ever live that down?
Well, right.
Should you?
Well, no, you should. That's why we're at Oxmoor, not Mall St. Matthews, my friend, okay?
Right. Okay, I got to go to the bathroom.
Banned for life.
I'll meet you guys down at Bass Shops. Is that still here?
We'll meet you by Dick's. You'll remember
that.
Okay,
that's it. Yeah. Dick's. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was he? Is he all right?
Yeah, he's all right. He's all right. I mean, he's having. I mean, I know you get upset when we talk about dogs.
Oh God!
But,
What? What about?
Well, here's the deal. He's having. He's having emotional problems.
What is it about the dog? God damn it!
He doesn't know. He's not a dog person like you and I. Okay. So he's like the dog is kind of shunning him.
Yeah,
you know he's like
he's not the alpha.
He's not the alpha. Michelle's
not
the alpha.
Even the beta.
No. He's the
delta.
Yeah, he's the omega. I think maybe.
Oh, okay. I went to a sorority party in college one time, and there was a little person.
Well,
a little person
right.
was there, and a girl with an arm that had not grown out all the way.
Two different people.
So you had your choice. I'm just so – I was feeling so good about these yoga pants, and now I'm just kind of in a bad mood.
But no. By the way, you've never looked better.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you can kind of see through them. You know that, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I can tell you're wearing a thong.
Well, I'm a single man.
No, yeah, you know what? You got it. Show it, buddy.
Want it.
But, yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm back.
Whoa.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? Shit, now it's my turn. Okay. Hey, since we're near the bathroom, I got to go. You know, this,
okay.
This macchiato is going right through me. I swear to God. Thank you again.
It was good, though. Yeah.
It was best.
You want to hold that pretzel bag? I don't think you want to take that in there with
you.
Well,
not in the bathroom. No. Yeah, just hold the extra one. Thank you, Daddy-O.
Yeah,
thanks. Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay, I'm going to look at these sunglasses.
Hey, those Foster Grants look really good on you.
I wish I could afford those. I need like the ones that look like Foster Grants but aren't.
Brian, hey, listen. Don't tell Michelle, but let me get those for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Why can't I tell Michelle?
Because she'll get really mad at me.
I understand.
Because she gets mad at me when I spend money on other people.
Well, you don't have to get these.
But I want to.
You do owe me a pair of sunglasses.
Well, I did break the pair, so,
Was at the waterfront, right?
last Saturday
Things
night.
Things got crazy.
Yeah, they did. They got
real fast.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Yeah, and we were doing things I really can't believe that we would do.
Well, you get caught up in a moment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but when you
go with the flow.
You pulled those people out of the car,
well,
and
I
then you started
thought
polka.
I knew them. I thought
you
I knew.
You were polking with that woman, and, that. You know.
Yeah. Well, bygones, right?
Yeah. Well, thank God we got out of there before the cops caught us.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, and, you know, I mean, I was wearing your sunglasses at the time. I'm sorry, but, you know, when...
Well, we'll call this square. Good.
Okay. Here, pick totally them out. Even. Pick out a pair.
Oh, man. I wish Chris were here. He's the best. He knows this stuff.
You know, he knows about sunglasses really well.
Well, he knows about the fashion.
He knows a lot. He knows...
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
You got to have to buy those.
They snapped right in two.
Yeah. Whoops.
Well, now I'm still behind a pair.
Walk away. He didn't see us.
We're making a habit of destroying things and running away.
You know, it's all right. I hope.
Hey, wait, God, where
whoa,
you
well, there he
hey,
is.
Hey, wait.
Okay.
Hey, come on. I thought we were going to meet by the sunglasses.
What? Something happened.
Yeah.
Here's your pretzel bag.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Oh, guys. Wow. Well, I don't need to exercise today. Jesus, man.
Well.
Why were you going so fast?
Well, because Brian tried on a pair of sunglasses and he broke them.
I've got like almost a size 8 head.
Yeah. I know. I tried to buy you a hat once.
I remember that ordeal.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, I finally just gave you the $50. I go, you don't buy your own goddamn hat. You know what I mean?
Which I appreciated.
Well, you're welcome. I mean, you look good. Well.
Yeah?
No, it's good. I mean, it's a look, but it's a good look.
You haven't said anything about it, this hat, since I bought it.
No, I like it. I mean, I don't know, you know, I mean, how many people are walking around with a sombrero, you know what I mean?
Not enough.
But
it's a definite fashion choice.
Well, no, I think, you know what you need is you need some sunglasses. I mean, yeah. Alec brought yours, you know, when he broke those.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, that reminds me. Yeah. I was watching Wave News the other night, and they were showing video feeds from the riots. And
Yeah.
You popped up clear as day. Have the police contacted you?
And it's really weird you should say that because I was actually not in town last week. I was staying with my cousin. In New Albany?
Yeah. New Albany's considered in town.
Okay, well, have you been to New Albany? It's a different part of town.
It's a very different part of town. There's a really good Mexican restaurant in New Albany.
Right, called Mexico.
Oh,
no, Juanita's.
Yeah, I don't know. I just had to dip. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm going to wear my hat. That's they have a place good, to wear my hat.
Tongue tacos.
Yeah, boy, can't be good. A good tongue talk.
Okay, so now I'm not. I'm just setting up. Seriously, it's called cow tongue. Sliced cow tongue. It's really, really good.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Usually, I believe everything you tell me. I'm not so sure about this one.
Why would I lie to you about that?
I think we have different taste buds.
Well, that's different. I mean, you know, you may
That's
not.
Cultural. That's your it's
right.
Different
you guys
backgrounds.
Didn't grow up eating tongue?
No.
We had it every Friday night.
No, we had
roast tongue, and then sometimes we'd have cream of tongue soup, and
we had
tongue fricassee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds really horrible.
Escalloped a tongue.
Wow.
That's not a New England thing.
No, yeah, tongue au gratin.
Oh, we had that, too.
Tongue au jus.
Roast tongue and Yorkshire pudding.
Wow. Yeah. Rice pudding in tongue?
It's very, very good. It's
my
a savory dish.
My aunt used to speak in tongues.
Did she?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Pentecostal.
She was your aunt was a Pentecostal?
Mm-hmm.
Is she still?
Still.
They have Pentecostals that speak in tongues north?
No, she moved to, it was the south. It was New Hampshire.
The south of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the deep south. Yeah, the deep south.
Isn't
of New
the
Hampshire.
South of New Hampshire just basically a suburb for Boston now?
I guess so.
But you would know because you would live in Maine, right?
Yeah.
Is Maine a suburb of anything?
Nope.
It's just
up there.
By itself?
On its own.
I wish. I've been through Maine.
Through?
Where were you going?
Nova Scotia? The ocean?
Went to the, as a matter of,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. Have you heard of the ocean?
Yeah.
It's a big body of water.
Yeah, but it's so fucking cold up there. Who would? Did you go swimming in the ocean, Brian?
Yeah.
In the summer?
Yeah.
So you have no problem with swimming when it's about 50 degrees?
It's cold. It's cold. You warm up, though.
Yeah. I mean, once you start, you know, swimming and flopping around and stuff, you know, your body heat starts kicking in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, I mean, I grew up in California and never swam in the ocean there.
No, because it's the current that comes down from Alaska, so it's always cold in the bay.
Yeah, well, in Northern California. I should be more specific, in Northern California, not Southern California.
That's right. I knew that.
Well, you did, and thank you.
In Southern California, it gets cold.
Right, right.
I lived in Mexico in the bottom of the Baja, and it was you didn't want to go in the water in January.
Oh, even there?
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
Well, I feel weird just standing here.
Let's keep walking.
Okay.
All right, let's just go. Yeah, okay.
Hey, what do you got coming up, Brian?
Today?
No, I mean, aren't you directing a show at YPAS?
Oh, yeah. I've got to get back to that. Comedy of Errors.
Do you have rehearsal tonight? Saturday night?
Every Saturday night, we rehearse 6 to 11.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Is that where you were 2 weeks ago in rehearsal?
Oh, yeah, deep in rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. When Chris was out of town?
Yeah, I was Skyping him.
Yeah. I was at church.
Right. I mean, you know, that video, I mean, it's pretty grainy. It's just,
that could be anybody.
It could be anyone. I mean, a lot of people wear red high tops and wear sunglasses.
And a vest.
And
a fanny pack with
the Louisville Improvisers on it.
Yeah. Well, dude, we've sold dozens of those.
That's true.
Yeah.
We've sold dozens of those.
That's true. We were more than that because we were shooting them out of that cannon for a while at the bigger shows.
Oh, yeah, with the festival.
What happened to that cannon?
Well, it's at the Manor.
It's at the Manor somewhere.
Yeah.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, it's in the supply closet at the Manor.
Do you know, we really, guys, I hesitate to bring this up because it's going to be a more than a one-day job.
Here we go.
It's time for, you know, it's April.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's April 4th.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Right. You know what I'm saying.
I know.
We know.
The crap that we have piled up all over the place.
We've accumulated and accomplished a lot.
I mean,
But I'm going to say one thing. I am getting the dumpster, so next Saturday, we're going to clean out the Manor.
She has
spring
a name.
Cleaning.
And she may be working at the pretzel place.
Right.
Oh, Brian.
Okay. Well,
can you retract those talons, please?
I'm not saying anything, but I'm not disagreeing with anything.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what, hey.
Girls, you're both pretty.
What? We're just grumpy, first of all.
I mean, I'm tired of walking, first of all.
Well, let's sit down. Sit down on the bench.
All right, let's just sit here,
Move that old man over. He can't hear.
Near the fountain.
Yeah, let's just sit by the fountain.
Excuse me, sir. Can you scoot over?
Hey, buddy. You don't need to take up the whole.
Yeah.
You.
Pick up your teeth, too, okay? Put them back in your mouth, please.
No, those aren't teeth. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So some Saturday, future Saturday, we'll get together, we'll make a day of it.
Right. I mean, you know, it is, we do, and it's good for us, but here's the deal. I mean, last time, you got so hyped up for spring cleaning, we throw out a lot of memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
Because that stuff's not replaceable.
I mean, you call it memorabilia.
Well, artifacts.
Artifacts?
Artifacts. Right. You call it artifacts.
Well, I call it junk.
There was that one item that the Speed was asking if they could have for a little while, and we'd thrown it away. What was that?
It was
the statue.
Well, yeah, they didn't want the whole statue.
Well, it was the other statue, remember? Because remember, you guys, that there were two that were commissioned. The one went into the park, the other...
Right. The one of me that was defaced.
Right, and then the other nude of you that the city turned down, and they didn't want that out. That was the one that the Speed wanted because it was considered art.
I mean, we offered the torso, so I'm not really sure what the problem is.
It was a whole to do, but the point is, it's not just junk.
Like a horse.
Well, that's why we offered the torso. Okay, you don't need to be able to get anatomically correct downtown. I mean, you can if you want, but that's not the message we're sending.
No, that's not.
I thought you were last Saturday night. In New Albany.
Yeah, you know, dude. Look, man.
I'm still distracted. I'm sorry.
All right, here's the deal, man. You need to keep your fucking mouth shut.
Okay.
Because, look, we all said we were out of fucking town.
Who am I telling? Who's hearing this?
Why do you keep repeating it like like I'm trying to cop a a plea or something? You know what I mean? It's like, dude.
Well, last time, I'm the only one who got arrested.
Well, yeah.
Okay. You know, and I could have turned both of you guys. You guys were in. You guys are the ones who dared me.
Oh, it's true.
Well, yeah, technically.
Yeah,
it's a valid point. If, okay.
And right. Then I'm the only one that got arrested. I turned around to look for you, and you guys were both gone.
But here's the deal, dude. Mm-hmm. You run way faster than both of us. I mean, I was half a block away.
Well, it's a sprinter background. Yeah.
I mean, you did high school track.
It's the cardio that I don't have.
Mm-mm. I used the stairs.
Yeah, but that stun gun.
I used the elevator.
I started to take off, but that cop stun gunned me before I could move, and I'm down there flopping like a fish.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was the most memorable Pegasus parade I've ever been to.
And by the way, that's by far our most viral video.
Yeah.
Oh, it really blew up.
Jeez, dude, that's like, you got like 38,000 hits, man. I know. Fantastic. I mean,
you could stay. You stayed long enough to take it on your camera phone, but you know.
I mean,
and it being like the parade on Thursday before Derby, I was in jail till Tuesday the next week. You guys never bailed me out.
We were. Well, yeah. I mean,
it was a holiday. I remember.
Yeah, it was the Derby.
We tried. We left a message.
I did. I called Manny, our lawyer.
Right.
Right. And Manny.
My phone wasn't working.
Oh, you guys are so foolish.
I didn't know. Dude, I did not have a fucking charger for like almost a week.
Yeah. His was dead. His phone was dead.
Well, the only upside to that is that I won the pool, the show pool in jail that day.
We'll see.
So how many cigarettes did you win?
12.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it made me through the rest of Sunday. But Monday was hell, and then, you know, Tuesday morning was really bad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, come
on. And Manny did bail me out.
Right. Right.
Tuesday. I was in Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's 5 days I spent in jail.
Oh, yeah. Look, we've all done time, okay?
Please.
Shit.
Well, we've talked extensively. I know.
Look, 5 days? I can do 5 days.
They stand on your head.
Right, okay, so yeah, whatever.
I say that all the time.
Well,
I've yet to see it.
Well.
Why don't you do it at the...
You want me to do it? I'll do it right now.
In the gymnatorium.
Yeah, hold my...
At the manor. No, you got to do it now?
Don't do it now.
I'll do it now. Hold my pretzel. Hold the goddamn pretzel.
Okay.
Come on. I'm not going to spot you either.
Yeah, I'm not spotting you.
Well, okay, let's just move away from the fountain. Okay, here, just... Right.
Clear... Everybody, just back off.
All right,
please.
Hey, buddy. No, hey, old guy. Hold my pretzel.
Yeah.
Hold my...
Well, he's gumming it.
Well, no.
Oh, that's a terrible
idea. Oh, fuck. God. I said, hold it. Don't eat it.
He's.
All right. No, it's yours.
Well.
Well, it's a gift from Louisville Improvisers.
From me.
From Brian Hines.
Yeah.
Member of Louisville Improvisers. Here, give him a bumper sticker.
Here.
Give him a bumper sticker.
Hold on. They're in your fanny pack.
Oh, they're in the fanny pack. Hold on.
Don't forget to zip the fanny pack.
Well, I'm going to zip it before I do the handstand. Yeah. Okay, trust me.
Not like last time.
Yeah, okay. I don't know about you. I learn from my mistakes, okay?
What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything.
Come on, get up there.
I'm up. Okay, hold on. Okay.
Ready?
All right.
One, two, three. Go.
Use your core.
Come on.
Engage your core.
Keep your legs straight. Oh my God!
I can't do. Don't.
You are wilting like a 3-day old Daisy.
Wow.
Oh my God!
That was awful.
It was terrible.
He's sweating so much.
Jesus!
It was like 14 seconds. He's a
look at him.
I want my mommy.
Oh, all right.
I think he slipped a disc.
Oh God!
I can't hear him.
I need medical attention.
Are you recording this?
Yeah, I'm trying to, but he's not.
Good. I think this is.
I can't see.
Here, wait a minute. Let me wipe you off.
Here. Take a Louisville Improvisers towel. There.
Let me wipe you off.
No,
there.
I need a Louisville Improvisers moist towelette.
Here.
I got it.
I'm wiping
there.
You off.
There.
Okay.
Whoa, baby.
Okay, here, drink some of this. Drink a little bit of this.
Okay. Right? Hold on. Okay, yeah, I got it. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Put a little. Okay.
Well, oh God, Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh God. I can't. Oh my God.
Okay. All right.
There. I think he's in shock. We need one of those like marathon.
Sniff. Hey, wait, check
this. Wait a minute. Sniff this. Sniff this quick. Okay.
Oh,
got it.
Wait, no. Go in the fanny pack. Grab the paddles.
Okay.
Wait, the gel. You need the gel first.
Wait, what? No,
I don't have the gel. Clear.
Boom.
One more time for good measure. Clear. Yeah.
Boom.
Oh.
You back?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See?
Jesus.
It's not as easy as you think.
Wow.
Yeah, see, standing on your head is not easy.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, what was that, like a minute?
14 seconds.
14 seconds. But, yeah, no, go to hell in 14 seconds.
It was. We recorded it. Yeah, it's all there. I already posted it.
Wow. Okay. 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, it seems good. I mean, just, all right, here's the deal, dude. Do me a favor. Wait a minute. Hit slow-mo. Yeah, that's good. No, I had good form. I was all the way up.
You were all the way up?
Yeah.
I was all the way up for a little bit.
But, you know, according to the ICOB rules, you would have to hold it for at least 3 seconds, and you didn't.
Oh, so the mall goes by ICOB rules now?
Yeah, they do.
They do. All the malls do.
We need structure, Chris.
We need standards.
There needs to be. Yeah. It's,
right? I mean, it's what separates us from the animals. You know, it's a thin veneer of civilization we live in, my friend.
We're animals, okay? Get used to it.
Well, but we're more evolved animals.
Some of us.
Are you?
I don't know. For some reason, that loosened something up. I got to go back to the bathroom. Hold on. Here, hold my pretzel. Oh, well, that's right.
Your pretzel's gone, man.
It's gone.
Oh, wait. Yeah. The old guy?
Yeah, he ate your pretzel. Yeah, and he's gone, too.
All right, fuck it. Okay.
That terrified a lot of people, what you just did.
I don't know why.
Well,
every time I go to the mall, something happens.
And you usually cause it.
I don't know. Right place, right time. What can I say? Okay, hold on. I got to go there. I'll be right back.
That was one of the most awful things I've ever seen.
It was truly embarrassing, and
it was horrifying.
Yeah, you know,
it was like watching the towers crash
over and over.
Yeah,
again.
But worse, worse.
Somehow worse. I feel like I've been changed somehow.
I don't know.
Altered, and I don't know if I can get it back.
I don't know what to think, but it does make me want to declutter.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, guys. I think I might have cracked a rib. Jesus.
Here, well, let me check.
Yeah, just go ahead. Yeah, just lift my shirt.
How about that?
Ow!
How about that?
Ow!
Wait a minute. Okay, how about that?
That's good.
Okay, you didn't. you didn't crack
a
rib.
That was a close call.
Yeah. It was touch and go. I thought we were going to have to cancel next Friday's show.
No.
God forbid.
No, April 11th, right?
Yeah. April 11th, yeah.
At the Bardstown?
Yeah.
Our usual, our home.
Our home base.
Our home base, April 11th.
April 11th at 10 p.m.
At 10 p.m. at the Bardstown.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a nice night out. You know, it's warm. A lot of people walking up and down Bardstown Road. They'll be coming into the show. I see us packing it in.
Yeah.
I think if people want to come, they better get tickets early.
Well, no, they should. They should probably go ahead and call the Bardstown now.
Right, and make reservations.
And make reservations, because you know what? It's on you if you don't get in.
Yeah, I can't.
Who are you talking to
for that?
I'm talking about the people listening.
Oh,
if anyone, yeah.
I mean, I think it's just. Well, first of all, I think it's been a great idea. I don't know whose idea it was to just start recording all our conversations.
Everything we did.
Well,
I mean, for history,
legally, it makes a lot of sense.
Well,
and for documentation,
yeah, exactly. That's what Manny was the one. Who came
well, I guess
up
it was it. Manny, right? You know, after the last bit of litigation we had.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you testified against Brian. And it was hearsay, and you know, and so
it's a sore subject.
Well, no, I mean, first of all, I didn't know Manny was going to serve you. I mean, I thought we were just talking off the record.
No, Manny. Manny doesn't believe in off the record.
On the record.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you live in New Orleans.
Are you still making those payments, Brian?
Yeah.
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 I have my bank just take it out. I don't even think about it anymore.
Yeah,
well, that's good.
You're direct deposited into Louisville Improvisers.
Right into the
the account.
Offshore.
Okay. Yeah, our, you know, our, yeah, our Caymans.
The Caymans account.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's where all our stuff goes.
I mean, well, that's just good business.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes sense. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, you know, you're making improv money.
I couldn't sleep at night knowing that it was just anybody could go in and
touch it?
Yeah.
And, you know, Uncle Sam? I mean, right. when was the last time Uncle Sam did a show with us?
I think that was...
Well, the 4th of July.
Was it the Bicentennial show?
Well, he did the Bicentennial show.
Yeah, right.
And then he did, you know... Then
we got to have another one of those.
We should.
A Bicentennial?
Yeah.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a while till the next one.
Well, you know what? I mean, I think I still got his number.
Well, call him up.
Not right
now.
Call him now?
No,
Which
not right
is
now.
A man of action.
Well, no, I'm tired, you know, I mean, because look, I mean, we're booked, as you guys know, 5-10 years ahead.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got something else coming up in April at the Bardstown.
Yeah, we do? What's that?
Well, they're going to have a 3-on-3 improv tournament at the Bardstown.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be hosting, guys, okay?
Yeah.
So I think that's it's another feather in our cap.
Well, all those improvisers out there that those
coming together
to
do battle.
To do battle.
Exactly.
In the only way that improvisers can.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is improvising.
Which is improvising. It's going to be an improv cage match.
Warriors.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Exactly. No, dude. Yeah, dude. I'm so fucking
that David Patrick Kelly reference. You always got to get that.
I
one
watched
in there.
That movie 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you did?
Did you really?
For the first time.
Ever?
Yeah.
Well, I saw it when it came out. It was, I loved it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in forever. Maybe I'll have to watch it again.
I saw him in a musical on Broadway.
Who?
David Patrick Kelly, the guy who played...
the lead?
No, the guy who screamed,
Warriors come out to play.
With the bottles?
Yeah.
Wait, so you were in a play with him? Or you
no, no, I saw him on Broadway.
Oh, you're doing what?
It was a really, really awful musical called Is There Life After High School?
Well, I think we all know
this.
I think we all know the answer.
82.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is There Life After High School?
And I went to see it because he was the Warriors guy.
Well, this was 82?
Yeah.
Oh, he was still
And then he was in that movie. He was in that movie about with Dennis Quaid, when Dennis Quaid could go into people's dreams. And
you're going to have to do better than
the
that.
The Green Acres guy was the president of the United States.
Pat Haney?
No. No, the lead.
Arnold?
Arnold
Ziffel?
No. Mr. Sam, Kimball. Hank Kimball.
Sam Drucker.
Oh, my God. I would fucking... I'd go see him tonight.
He should be president.
Didn't somebody die?
I would vote for him.
Yeah, somebody died.
Who died?
Ed or Fred or... Fred or what were
the
brothers?
The woman.
The woman. Yeah, the painter.
With the white overalls and the hat.
Yeah.
Right. She died.
Ed?
She did.
Was
Ed?
Ed
or Fred? Was her name Ed on the show?
Yeah, Edwina.
Edwina.
It was Ed and Fred. They were the twins.
The brothers.
Oh, man.
Brothers, sisters.
I was really sad when I found that out.
No,
I feel like another part of my childhood was gone.
Right.
Oh, they're all dead, man.
Well, anybody good? I mean, Tony Orlando?
He's dead?
He's not dead. Well, he's in Branson, Missouri. He's
touch and go.
He's not dead.
He's not dead.
No.
Good news, fans.
Yeah.
This just in.
Breaking news on the Louisville Improviser Pod. Tony Orlando is still alive.
Yeah, he owns a theater in Branson, Missouri.
Does he? God, you guys. Yeah,
and
you guys.
He sings, you know what he closes the show every night with?
Yeah,
a yellow ribbon.
What about the Twice on the Pipes?
Yeah. No, he sings that.
Yeah, I had that when it came out, and I can't remember that.
Oh, my darling. Knock three times.
Knock three times. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good
I've
stuff.
Got it on my iPod Shuffle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe you should crank it up.
Not going to.
Well, we don't want to pay that. We don't want to pay that kind of money.
We'd have to pay for it.
We don't want to pay for the royalties.
Yeah,
because
the last time we did that in the show, we got sued by ASCAP.
Really? Yeah. Who's wearing the ASCAP now?
Yeah, you are.
I'm sorry. Is this thing on? Anyway, Well, no. I mean, it's like, oh, my God. Who thought Mildred and Patty Hill would be so litigious? That's all I'm saying. I mean, they're probably going to fucking charge us for saying their names.
Yeah, they probably will.
Yeah, we don't need to go further than that, but yeah. So we're going to be hosting that tournament.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Anytime you get a room full, a group full of improvisers
and
in one building.
Ready to tear each other's throats out.
Right. I mean, it's going to be, you know, dog eat dog. It's going to be like a, it's going to be like a fucking Michael Vick's basement, man. It's
Yeah.
I mean, end up better, though.
Well, yeah, more humane.
More, hopefully.
Yeah.
And by the way, I mean.
We should. I hasten to point out.
Are you guys still dog fighting? No, we're not dog fighting, you asshole.
Just shut up about your dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I told him, by the way.
Great. I'd speak to you in confidence.
I couldn't help it. I mean, you're just so funny about the dog. I mean, you're a new dog owner.
Well, Brian, what do you think?
I think you have to man up. No, you do. You've got to assert your authority. You ought to just start peeing on things.
Right. Hey, that's the deal, man. You mark your territory.
Right.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like, you know, just pee on the couch first.
Yeah. Lesson learned.
Right. And then
I'm not going to go near there if I'm that dog.
No, I'm not.
Or if I'm anybody.
No. I mean, no, you got, I mean, you stopped having people over years ago, so, I mean, that's fine. It's really weird. I mean,
it's not just me.
No, dude. I haven't.
Nobody. I feel a little better because I thought it was just.
No, dude. I haven't seen the place in 10 years.
Nobody goes in there anymore.
Well, no.
The old Vols place.
No, I mean, you know, at the end of the block there, you know.
I don't go near that. The kids don't even ride their bikes down near that.
No. Well, it reminds me of that Tom Waits song.
Yep.
Yeah, the house where nobody lives. Yeah, that's their place.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks great because Alex still landscapes.
Oh, it's impeccable.
But it's like, wow.
But
there's
something eerie about it.
I mean, like, who's
the
landscape?
It emanates this sort of evil.
Well, there's, you know, there's a like a stay away vibe.
Yeah, and nothing's even posted. You just know.
I mean, it's unspoken, but understood.
Yeah. Just don't.
No, I don't even park on that block.
I don't even like to look at it too long.
Well, no, you stare into it. You can just feel the eyes on
it. It looks
you.
Like a face.
It does.
Looks like a human face and not a happy one.
No, not a welcoming face.
No wonder the dog is acting up.
Yeah.
Dogs sense evil.
Well, of course they do. They're perceptive. Yeah. You know, if I'm in doubt about something, I talk to the dog. He clears it up immediately.
Does he answer you?
In a manner.